Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Boyfriend's number, quite a few. I should quit, what can I do?
The guy looks good.
She's got a heart just like a rock, always keeps me deep in hock. She's made me the laughing stock.
The guy looks good.
The guy looks good. The guy looks good. Jack, I'm sorry, but the guy looks good. I know she goes with another guy. Her back door slams when I pass by. I should quit, but how can I?
The gal looks good.
I said, kiss me, honey. She says, nope. Slaps my face, says, scram, you dope. All I can do is hope and hope.
The gal looks good.
The gal looks good. The gal looks so good. Jack, I'm sorry, but the gal looks good. Blow! About her boyfriend who's hard to whip, but I would chance one busted lip.
The gal looks good.
Then a danger door, slap a line and damn the roar. Never felt this way before.
The gal looks good.
The gal looks good. The gal looks good. Jack, I'm sorry, but the gal looks good. Now I know I should forget her. I really, really should. But when she puts her glamour on, I don't see how I could. She's the most. The gal looks good. The gal looks good. Jack, I'm sorry, but the gal. Oh, the gal. Yes, the gal really looks.
Coast to coast, this is the very appropriate Possum Hour theme.
When I went to school, it was in the first grade. The teachers were ugly, and I was afraid. The teachers asked me. Now I'm in the second grade, past my will. The teacher told me I was real cool still. The teacher asked me what I had to say. I said,
fucked that cue up. Well, play the end of that song some other time. It's hotter than fuck, and I'm worried that the sound of the fan will interrupt with the perfection of this podcast / pretend radio show. So if it is too loud, let me know, and I'll tell you to go get bent because it's fucking hot. No, I really like to know if it's too loud. I'll turn it off. Well, good evening. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead was full of promise. And they extended unemployment 20 weeks here in Ohio, so not looking so bad. Cake's still trying to renegotiate her paycheck. Well, thank you, Ope. That's very, very considerate of you, sir. I think it's on high, though. Ted's on high. Nose is looking good tonight, Chooch. What'd you do? Some fish oil or something? Here you go, babe. All right, get to business. $1.12. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Jimmy Von Fleshheimer's non-stick pinky lube, and new for the pandemic, elastic fashion fat guy stretch pants. Easy for you to say. New for the pandemic, you see. Because, you know, like, eating a lot of Milky Way ice cream bars and shit. All right, we at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode, nobody underwritten. It was not underwritten tonight, so it's just going to have to go unwritten. Or under. Un-underwritten. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, the shabby remains of what was once a thriving metropolis. What comes next? Oh, yeah! I remember. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hemorrhoids. Itching, burning, bleeding. That painful lump in your rump. I'm Dr. Rosenfeld. As a proctologist, I specialize in hemorrhoids and can alleviate your problems in my office without surgery. But, when necessary, I'm the only surgeon in Southern California performing a revolutionary hemorrhoid surgery without cutting for a quick recovery. Not all symptoms are from hemorrhoids. Cancer causes similar symptoms, so schedule your appointment today.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We are back with this one. Lady, you know I hate to kick you when you're down, but that's our thing. That's what we do, right? So here's the latest. Your campaign kickoff rally in Oklahoma was a bomb. Miss Coronavirus is living her life thanks to your gross negligence. Your treasonous love affair with Putin has been exposed once again. And your makeup looks like shit. Oh, also, Joe Biden is still beating you in the polls.
It's so crazy what's happening. Here's a guy who doesn't talk. Nobody hears him. Whenever he does talk, he can't put two sentences together. I don't want to be nice or unnice, okay?
He could have just said mean.
I mean... the man can't speak.
I feel like it would have been easier to just say mean.
And he's going to be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
You said it, not me.
And then they'll say such horrible things. I mean, on the campaign, they'll say such horrible things about me. It's a very unfair business.
The last 4 years with you have been a nightmare. They weren't kidding when they called you, well, unfit. And this final awful year has made it crystal clear that you've really let the country go to
And many other things. The level of dishonesty in the media is, I think they're the most dishonest people I've ever dealt with. Now, not everybody. You have honest, you're an honest journalist. You're a great journalist. You know, it's so unfair.
Your tiny Tulsa turnout was a turkey. Your latest Twitter tirades may suggest that you're starting to surmise your base is getting wise, and I'm really quite concerned that you're depressed. You loser, poor deplorable troll, how hard you try. Pushing panic and unrest aside, suggest about unfounded phony fodder. What a guy. Poor deplorable troll, your fans, your crew, they come flocking by the tens to watch you demonstrate how well you hold your water. Good for you. The thought of losing makes him squirm. He vowed to win a second term when the devil made him sacrifice his soul. So he fights like he's a champ, but he could not defeat a ramp.
He's going to be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
What a poor, deplorable troll.
Don't forget, before the China Plague came in, and it's a China Plague.
Oh! I love that one.
Before that came in, we had the best job numbers we've ever had. If we didn't do tests, we'd look great.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down.
The president says, cut out all that testing.
We'd look great.
A notion health officials find bizarre.
It's quite bizarre.
But see, he's terribly annoyed by all the dead and unemployed because he only cares about his own PR. Girl, please. He doesn't give a crap about decorum. True presidents are noble, not obscene.
Dumb son of a...
He's so afraid that he might flunk, he just hides out inside his bunker working out his tired, hacky old routine. Cause you're a poor, deplorable troll. No friends, no chums. And I couldn't help but notice all your rallies and events are like your sex life. No one comes. You poor, deplorable troll. All your wacky racist rants have every pundit throwing polls saying you'll lose your election like you've lost your self-control. Kellyanne and Kaylee, girls, come quick. The boss is in a hole.
You believe it?
This poor, deplorable troll.
It's a very unfair business.
Girl, don't make me do the reprise.
You possum push, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that. Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. and his dancing dummy.
Hello, Possum. Good to be here. I'm Sarah Fisbert.
All right. Most excellent.
Go!
There it is. Randy Rainbow comes through again.
You got that right, Jack. Well, I guess that wasn't the fan that was making the clicking sound. Are you guys getting a clicking sound? Or is that just me?
I'm not on the phone.
Okay. I'll turn the goddamn fan back.
Yeah.
Damn it. There it is again. You guys hear it? There it is again. Gremlins. Gremlins, I tells you.
It's a hot one.
Just me. Okay. Cool then. I won't stress about it. Then. It sounds like shit. So what's up, Professor R.J. Gumby? I'm going to take... Hold on. Hold that thought. I'm going to take my headset off for just a quick minute. Gotta have the fan, man. Gotta have the fan. Okay, man. Well, because like the thing. Well, no, I got it hung on this thing, and like it's really hard to get it off, so it's just easier to take the fucking phone that it's connected. Okay. The headphones are connected to is hooked on this thing, and it's just easier to take the fucking headphones off.
Okay, there you go.
Complicated life. My whole life's dopey stuff, man. Somebody new comes into your joint, you know, from the outside, I always tend to look at my joint, try to look through their eyes, and I go, holy shit, man. They must think I'm kind of derelict. Especially my bathroom. My bathroom is so, like, not fixed up. Nah. I mean, it's clean. It's clean. Well, I could use a scrubbing, but the toilet and sink, clean, you know.
I live in filth.
But, dang, man. I mean, I have no tile on the floor, concrete floor. It's no
keep
big hole in the wall where the mirror was. What's that?
I keep outsiders away so I can live in my filth.
Well, it was the kid. The kid was putting the roof on the shed, so he wanted to take a squirt.
How'd it turn out?
Well, it got too hot today. He had to turn it in, man.
I can't blame him, man.
I'm
gonna be like that
the
rest of the week.
Kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, he's only got about an hour to go. An hour's work to go.
All right.
He's got just one little section of the shingles to attach, and he's done.
Okay.
He just couldn't hang, man.
You should have set up a little sprinkler system for the jump over.
I think he helped himself to the hose, the boner hose, a couple of times.
Okay.
But I had a jug of water out there for him. I wished I'd have thought of bringing one of my fans out for him too. Poor kid, but he's amazing, man. He's just barely 15.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
Good.
And doing a whale of a job.
Nice.
So far, so good.
Okay. Nice to have a specialty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's gonna be something famous, man. Not gonna be putting roofs on sheds too long. It's very interesting to kid because I've been watching him grow up sort of on Facebook, you know, and it seems like. There's no challenge he doesn't want to try to master anything that comes up. That's a hell of a personality trait. I know.
That's a type
A
personality. That's a type A.
Man. He brought over all these power tools that he's already paid for by putting stuff together, and he started out making window boxes, sold a ton of those, and bought all this other equipment.
Free.
So, I'm gonna have them sign the sign inside the roof of the shed. So
there
I can prove it one day. Again. See that guy? That guy accepting the Medal of Honor over there? He put the roof on my shed.
Get
nah, you're crazy, old man.
Your shed.
What's that?
Get a picture of him standing in front of your shed.
There you go. Yeah, I will. I definitely will. But. Yeah, very, very, very cool, man.
Good for you.
Real George to have a roof on your shed. Yeah, you got it. Well, sheds one way. I mean, like, but you need to have a roof on your shed is the big thing.
Because,
like, a shed without a roof is
I'm afraid to go inside my shed. My shed's probably destroyed. There were several leaks there.
Yeah. Well, you got aluminum,
with the idea
right?
of getting that liquid rubber squirt thing.
Yeah.
Doing a
cheap
job, you got an aluminum.
You got like an aluminum shed, right? Oh.
No, it's wood.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I got a lot of
man.
Shit in there. I got like 8 boxes of DVDs and CDs.
I don't think the kid travels that far, man. He doesn't have a driver's license yet, for one thing. So, yeah. Actually, my shed doesn't stink now, Flycatch. It's a crappy shed. I mean, as far as sheds go, it kind of stinks. But because there's new wood on the roof, it smells really good, like fresh wood, you know? I don't know, I like that smell.
Yeah.
Go in there, you're like, ooh, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's better than gasoline and, you know, whatever the fuck
else. Dead animal.
dead possum. All right, man. We're going to get in the Wayback Machine, man. Everybody
right.
pile in.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Why, if you listen close enough, you'd swear it was 2014 all over again. Oh, God, I wish it was 2014 again.
Same here.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Nobody's model, but she's so doggone.
much bad news, baby.
The mystery artist, right here.
He sounded familiar.
He sounded a little bit like Eric Burton, I thought. He's one of your guys, though. You would know.
Yeah, it did sound.
You would know if it was Eric Burton. He's one of your guys.
Guys,
I never really was a big fan.
There. Oh, yeah. He's the guy that turned me on to the blues.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't dislike him. He just never. I don't think I was ever compelled to put out some shekels for his, record albums.
I tell you what, though, it did sound like to find that out.
Well, I can. I think I can figure a way to find that out here. If my computer will cooperate,
I tried. The closest I got is Wayne Lee Harris.
Did you see? Oh, it might be. Did you see my post today? Oh crap! Doesn't have the artist name on it. Well, anyhow, So I posted this picture of this big pepper I grew in my garden, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Fine
pepper,
specimen.
Man. And it looked It's got a good picture, man. It's well framed, and my hand's perfectly placed. Although there was like a little speck of dirt under my index fingernail, man. I was like, dag, probably got in there when I was picking the pepper, it was a nice pepper. It was a nice pepper oak. Big Bertha Bell. And then had
big
a little
Bertha
droplets
Bell.
Of water. Little droplets of water on there. That's what sold it, I think. But I just laugh, man. All the shit I post on social media, like a picture of a pepper and like a pan full of fried potatoes, that'll get more likes than anything else I can come up with.
That's a hell of a pepper, though.
It was a good pepper. And you know what? Where it's going to end up? Well, I don't know, man. Charlie Archer said to make a stuffed pepper out of it. No, I hadn't thought of that. I'm like, that's an idea. I may do that. But there's another one that's coming due in a little bit, and one of the two is going to end up, in a pan full of fried potatoes. So maybe I'll get twice as many likes because I'll have the pepper in the fried potatoes now.
Right? That's it, man. That's it.
Double down on that.
Viral,
I know. I'm gonna have such like. A joy? Is that the feeling that you get when people like?
Give the people
stuff.
What they want, man. Give the people what they want. That's what it's all about.
Man, it's so fucking hot. It's not bad in here with the fan running. I remember when we were kids, we never had AC ever. We had a big old farmhouse that was pretty reasonable, It didn't. You put a fan in the window, you're good to go.
There you go. That's really deep.
I remember my grandparents. Oh boy, must have been in the 70s.
Yeah.
And they bought themselves an air conditioner. It was a big. It was a big deal. Very expensive. And they never turned it on. Never. We had to beg them. jeez. Because they had this hot house, too, you know. And they're like, it really rings up the electric bill when we turn that on. Why the fuck did you get it? You know, crazy, man.
Oh, they're used to their old ways, man. Imagine going 70 years without air conditioners. So fuck it, they.
I know, and they beat the Depression's ass, man. You know, they kicked the Depression's ass. They know what it is to sacrifice and not. Well, they did. Fortunately, fortunately, they'd be like in their hundreds and really probably not getting around good. Still alive.
Exactly.
Yeah, granddad would be over 100, and my grandma, I think, could be turning 100. Yeah, she might are in a year or two. I think she was in the early 20s. I might be wrong. All right, enough about that. Let's do the roll call. Ted, I think Ted's
roll
ready.
Call.
Yeah, I think Ted's ready. I'm trying to get Ted ready.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right, man. Here we go. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and I think that guy from the other room is on the line. Is the guy from the other room?
Oh, that guy Joey.
Is that his name?
Joey
his name? That guy Joey? Is that what we end up calling him?
Joey
from
the other room.
That guy Joey. Yeah, I think he's in the other room. Joey in the other room. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Joey in the other room. All right. Anyway, Ted, I don't want to turn that way because I'll be in the microphone. Will be in the breeze, but it's time to do the roll call. Can you bark?
Roll
arf,
call.
Arf. 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 That's a boy. That's my pal. Roof, roof, roof. Yeah.
Okay.
Chicky Cheeks is here. Chicky Cheeks. Nice.
Sweet Al.
Nice. Really? I know. And Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Thank you for coming, ladies. And, you know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
There he is from the Beetlejuice Galaxy or something like
that.
Ford Prefect himself.
Ford Prefect.
Man, he's hitting the cues better than I am tonight.
Yeah, he's on top of
thank you for coming, sir. There he is, man. This guy, I gave him a spare key to the lounge. He opened up himself tonight. He just,
nice.
I opened up the lounge. I come in the lounge. There he is, sitting there drinking a blood wine.
Uh-huh.
GP Trent,
and eating,
right?
Ice cream sandwiches. GP Trent.
Ice cream sandwiches. The strongest man, Planet Beetlejuice 5. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Forgive me. Strongest man on the internet's GP Trenton. Yes, Ted.
GP Trenton.
Now, if that weren't enough, there he is, one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. Other people's eyes, our old pal Oak.
Other people's eyes.
Right, Ted?
Oak.
Right? Yes. Yes. He agreed.
Good boy, Ted. Agreed. Good boy.
1 through 4. Planet Beetlejuice is 1 through 4 suck. If anybody's planning to trip after the pandemic. Travel restrictions. They probably have travel restrictions on Americans on all the Beetlejuices.
Oh, yeah.
No, no Americans. We'll take them guys over there, but not them guys over there. We don't want them guys. Right, Ted? All right. And thank you for coming up. And last but not leastly, the beastly with the measly. It's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, good to be here. Good to be here. All right. And hit the tape.
Possum Live!
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
Today,
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Here, will you take my Bert, will ya?
Paige, was it?
Yeah, you will give him a proper burial, won't ya?
Of course I will. I'll chuck him in a pit with all the others.
Oh, good, yeah, it's what he would have wanted. He's worrying, though, isn't it, this plague thing, you know? I mean, where's he come from?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. It starts with a little flea that jumps upon a rat. It bites the rat and gives it germs, and for the rat, that's that. Then the flea, it looks for somewhere else to find its food. It hops on you and me and starts to suck our blood. First, you feel a little poorly, and then you start to swell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell. Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell.
Done.
Along comes Mr. Death and swishes you to hell. Gone. There's lots of cures to help you if you have the cash. Kill the village cats and dogs and burn them all to ash. Sit down in a sewer so the smell drives plague away. Place chicken bottoms on your spots, then you'll be okay.
First, you feel a little boy, and then you start to swell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell.
Pull.
Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell.
Don't.
Along comes Mr. Death and swishes you to hell.
Plague kills little children even more than mums or dads. A priest said it's because the wicked kids have acted bad. Half the people on the earth are simply blown away. So for Mr. Death, these will be really busy days.
First, you feel a little poorly, and then you start to swell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell. Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell. Along comes Mr. Death and wishes you to hell.
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Yeah, we went there, Ford.
The rest of the world still was fine.
I had to mix in the Eric Good. Idols at the front and back of that.
Yep. You bookcased it.
I was so tempted because God, I'm not dead yet. It was so tempting to play the whole thing, you know. Well, dead tomorrow. I don't want to get on the clock.
The guy's not coming around again until Thursday.
Yeah, he's on the Thursday, man. Pretty gamey by then. You notice the last two shows, I hit the cue on As the Beaver really well. I finally, after 13 seasons, moved it up next to the applause cue.
There you go.
And I hit
there
the applause and I asked the beaver. Ping.
I was fire right on the mark now. There you go.
Hey, man, it might take me a while, but eventually I'll get the idea.
Is it easy?
Welcome
to move
back,
G.T.
Trent. Yeah. Yeah, you just changed the name, so because it's an alphabetical order.
Yeah.
When I was sharing the board with Clobber and Time, I came up with all kind of weird codes, and so it's all crazy. One day I'm going to try to set the show up, and I'm going to look at it and go, because my cognitive abilities are they're waning as we speak. In fact, there's a couple of political parties that are interested in running me as their candidate.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see Kanye? Kanye's throwing his hat into the... Hopefully that's all he throws in there because he needs everything he can get. Kanye West going to run for president this year.
I didn't see that. I was wondering what that post was, that picture you had, the different jokes.
Yeah, yeah. He'd said a while back that he was going to run in 2024, you know, after his idol was done. But I don't know, man. He got... No, it's not a joke, Chicky Cheeks. That's what's so funny about it. Who's Cognac? Yeah, Kanye West. He's married to the gal with the big boobs and butt. Well, actually, probably more famous for the butt than the boobs, wouldn't you think? Although we've seen everything. Except for the cooch.
What?
I think if he wants to be president, she's going to have to show us the cooch, too.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. After, yeah.
We've seen everything else. I want to see the cooch.
Show us the cooch.
Show us the cooch. Kanye and cooch in 2020. No, he's like a hip-hop star, DT. I don't know. He's some black guy married one of the Kardashian broads.
Name this kid East. It'll be East-West. What an asshole. I hope
he's
that
like
kid grows up to kill him.
Yeah, he's not too swift. I hope he's not like R. Kelly. Because like R. Kelly, remember I said that when it was, I read it somewhere, R. Kelly is illiterate. This guy's like a multimillionaire, and he's fucking illiterate.
Jesus Christ.
Yug! Mm-hmm. How can that happen? You know, and I kind of wonder how literate Kanye is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He's not, doesn't
and
come
how,
across as all that bright.
How can we still tell kids to stay in school after these two assholes became millionaires?
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, at least Bobo lies about a good education.
Well, they call Biden lying about it, too.
Oh, about his education?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't you see that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to pay any attention to that, because I'm going to vote for that asshole, and it's going to hurt. It's going to be like passing a kidney stone. But I'm going to do it, because, you know, Jesus Christ, I'm worried about Western civilization.
Yeah. I don't mind that they're stupid. I don't mind that they didn't have, that they weren't the top in school and all that shit. What I can't stand is that they're stupid enough to think that someone's not going to check this shit.
Well,
that's
one thing that...
real stupidity comes in.
if the Bobo guys really want to zero in on something, Biden has a long history. Well, they caught him. There was the one election they caught him plagiarizing a speech by some British lord or whatever, and I mean, like
right
you know, down to the cadence. And then he said something about he went to jail with Nelson Mandela, and everybody went, wow, that's pretty cool. Let's look this up. It's to me like you didn't go to jail with Nelson Mandela. This was not a long time ago. This was only like last year. Last year. Yeah. And you kind of wonder with the guy, such a doddering old fuck, you wonder if he knows he's bullshitting or anything.
I know.
Cooling our heels, man. I remember bread and water. I remember that. You know.
Yep.
That's our best hope for the country now, kid.
That's what I mean, man.
Hang on tight.
Something's got to change with our system.
And we wouldn't want a crazy Bernie Sanders in there. That would be dumb.
We'd get shit done.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Thank you, Democrats. See, that's the thing. To me, it looks like we'll get to the 3 minutes, which will be better than talking about politics. But to me, it's like the Democrats are politically where the Republicans were about 30 years ago or 40 years ago. And the Republicans are in, like, some weird... I don't know zone, like so far to the left it's falling off the flat earth, you know. There's really no one representing. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no progressive.
Fucking people. Nuts.
Oh, we're going down to tubes, kids. Because Biden is he's as good as an old-time Republican, is what I guess my point.
Yeah.
On that note, let's find the fucking 3 minutes. Please, for the love of all that's holy, spin the wheel.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Most excellent. A good choice.
Really?
What is it? Dang, I got a lot of them. Oh, yeah, I wanted to take a break from all the Uncle Bobos and all the coronaviruses. And let's not forget Putin. Don't forget Putin.
Yep. Can't forget Putin. Can't forget the poot.
And Karen. And the Karens. All the Karens.
The Karens.
Yeah. I got a Karen thing later. I'll try to remember. All right. So.
My poor sister going, has to live with that name. Now, all
I know. Well, that's.
It.
Yeah. Briefly then, you've been in the movie, yeah, because some lady I was drawing the other night, her name was Karen, and I asked her about it. She said her kids.
Yeah.
Give her all kind of, you know, make fun of her all the time. Taking tons of shit. That's my Karen story. Got to be fun to have like that. That's like having the name Homer Simpson, you know. You're live with that. All right, 3 minutes with the Odd Couple.
Applause, applause. We like applause because it means when it is striking us, the audience is liking us for work. See, man, you don't sit on your hands, and if the hands tremendous, then that's. We live, we thrive, you keep us all alive with Bravo,
Bravissimo.
We're dead if it's pianissimo, but work is work. This work we never shirk in a happy land of tinsel and gold. Gold. We like applause. Whether you're a Swiss bell ringer or a crooner or a singer, a monologist, ventriloquist or what? Or a dog act or magician or a musical saw musician or an ingenue or pianist who is hot. Whether you play Punchinello,
Little Eva,
or Othello,
having heard the call, you've given all you've got.
And what better reward for a trooper than the sound we consider super? Applause, applause, vociferous applause. From orchestra to gallery, could mean a raise in salary.
Give
it up, give it. We
make a din.
The manager, the audience, applauded. We won renown when opening out of town in Boston and in Rockaway. They heard applause a block away. If we come through, get ready where it's due and obey the theater's unwritten laws. Because we like applause, we like applause, we like applause, we like applause.
Thank you, goodbye.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
applause.
I'm in good voice. I felt good
yes,
today,
you are.
Man. I felt good today. I really did. I woke up feeling good for a change. I felt like, man, last 2 days felt like I felt like a piece of shit. You know.
Well, what was it? What was it that turned you around, Commodore?
Might have been the scotch last night. Who knows?
Sorry, see that?
I should probably
God
drink
scotch
before bed again tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. See if it is. That's a scientific reason. See if it does it again.
Yeah, well, it's just purely scientific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is when this is a late night note, but it's very well written. I can read it. It's funny. I mean, no, it's not a funny note, but it's funny that I can. Because uh-huh. It says, when products interrupt your groove, fuck them. Don't buy their shit! Exclamation point.
Okay.
Well, what that
All
was?
Right.
What the fuck, man? Chill out, dude.
Something got you off.
So to get back to the Karen thing, briefly, yeah. I think I don't know where Karen is from. Ford asked, and I think maybe a reality show or something. Bitchy Housewives
I think
or something.
I think it started with memes. Someone
loudmouth plot from Beverly Hills.
That caught on. Because it used to
so
be
it's
cats
like the,
are always saying, Karen. You know, cats would get you with dressed up weird. Someone would shit in your shoes, Karen. You know, I think it started from that. Someone just started putting it in a meme and it took off. That's my guess.
They just picked the name Karen.
Yep.
The clear blue, you think? Or they knew somebody named Karen that they wanted to fuck with? And
that could have been it. That could have been it. Yeah.
Now all Karens have to suffer.
Because it did sound funny. It did sound funny when the cats were bitching at a Karen.
Oh, okay.
And then it just took off.
I missed that. I kind of gloss over a lot of the kitty posts. Okay, that's interesting. I'm glad you solved that. I think Gumby's right too. I think you solved the mystery. Well, not almost.
It is
we haven't
funny
solved
it,
but we're on the path of the answer. It came from the memes.
Like Kate said, no one's going to name their kid Karen. So Karen's pretty dead in the water as of now, this generation.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a torrid affair with a gal named Karen.
Yeah.
Woo woo. Oh boy, she had a nice chassis.
My sister was named after a character in a book my mother was reading when she was pregnant. We had no idea what the book was.
That's funny. Me and my older sister are family names, and then my two younger sisters are so that they could all the girls would have the same initials.
Okay.
So
there
mom
you go.
Just made them up. Yeah.
Hattery.
Kind of neat. Yeah, I mean, it's saved on monograms. One gift for all three girls. Of course, I'm getting one towel. You know, they had to share a towel, see? That was the drawback about being, if you couldn't be the only boy in a family, you were...
That might have been George Foreman's logic. Named those kids George.
Yeah, real George.
Real George, man. Real George.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the headlines. I'm not going to dive too deep into this. Some guy was live streaming on Facebook the other day, and his girlfriend shot him in the head by accident. Oops.
Yeah.
It's, not a good idea to play with guns, period.
What was he doing?
But in a moving vehicle,
A moving vehicle?
They were in a moving vehicle.
Oh, okay.
And
they
must have hit a pothole or something, and Yahtzee.
Oh, geez.
Live streamed on, and the guy was live streaming. The guy that got shot in the head was the guy doing the live streaming, see?
Uh-huh.
So, yuck, man. let's try to get a little common sense here, gang. All right. Looking at you over there, whatever your name is. Shit for brains. Still,
I said, don't say anything
Devlin Holmes.
About me, motherfucker. I got this Glock on you.
Like I said, I probably hit a pothole or something. I didn't watch the video. I don't like seeing people get shot. It's not a. I've seen it
not
once, I think. It's not something to look at, man. I don't want to look at that shit. Okay. Hey, here's one for the, what do you call them people up there in the north? The Canadians? The Canadians?
Canadians.
Canadians. Canadians. The Canadians
okay.
already. Yeah, man. Very cool, man. Uncle Bobo wants to have a big celebratory handshake photo op with Justin Trudeau and the Mexican president at the White House. Well, the Mexican president, I think that's Juan Valdez. I'm not sure. Anyway, he's going to be there. And Justin Trudeau, he said he's going to pass. You know, with the pandemic and all, I think I'll take a pass. Oh, what a burn.
Why is Bobo doing it? I love that guy. He's all right.
What a fucking burn, man.
What did the Mexican guy say? He might be there?
No, he's going to be there. It's taking place when is it? Wednesday. So, as far as we know, I'm sorry, he's not Juan Valdez. That's probably racist.
Yeah.
Andres Manuel López Obrador.
Isn't Bobo going to rape his rape his family? Don't Bobo think about raping?
Only if he can watch. Yeah. Well, they probably didn't publicize it. The Canucks say they missed it, and it's probably because they didn't. The Canadian press was like, it's a non-story for the Canadians.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing. He had some stupid guy asked him to do a stupid thing, and he said, no, thank you.
That's it. That's the story.
Here's two. We got to give him a salute, man.
Give him a cigar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Here you go. Prime Minister Trudeau.
Yeah! Woo-ah! Give that man a cigar!
Way to burn, man. Burn. He burned Uncle Bobo.
I like that. No excuses. Just, nah. Can't do it. Can't make it.
Well, no, I think he said, like, with the pandemic and all, kind of busy.
Yeah. Bobo's out there trying to prove that it's nothing. What an asshole.
I see there's a picture out there with his daughter sitting at, I don't know, two seats down from Trudeau, and she's looking at him like,
dreamy eyes.
Time. Yeah. She's giving him the double O. He's a good-looking man.
He's a handsome guy.
Well, he's Castro's son, illegitimate son. You knew that.
Yeah, that's right.
Latin.
We cracked that case.
That Latin mixed with the French. Woo-hoo! And what you get is Justin Trudeau. Yeah, the NHL players have the corona. Dr. Cake reports. I think the NBA said no goo. They're not going to go. And baseball released their schedule today, and they're all for it, but I think it's pretty stupid. No point in... It's just like having a party and stuff and going out to eat. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Makes life wonderful. But you know what? You don't have to do it. Stay the fuck at home. You know,
there'll be plenty of time for that. If you don't catch the fucking disease, you'll have plenty of time.
If you stay home now, if you stay home now, maybe, you'll be able to go out and eat. after it's over. But if you go out now, you might not get it. One guy, that Broadway star, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
40-some years old, 44 years old or something. He's freaking younger than GTO Trenton over there, crying out loud. And a healthy guy. And like somebody said, he had Broadway singer lungs. He succumbed to the...
Yeah.
You gotta really...
Sounds like a horrible way to...
Yeah, he's in there.
It's like a nasty flu, you know?
New family. All right. Off of the COVID. Chope. There's a black plague. No. Just kidding. All right. Need some new music. Oh, Sunny Side Up again? All right.
Oh,
over in India, this is kind of neat.
COVID-19. What's that?
Yeah, I know. I do that because I'm funny. Oh, I'm sorry about Joey in the next room because I was going to let him on, man, and he hung up.
Oh, we lost him?
Yeah, he hung up.
Patient bugger.
Yeah. So I should have, when I mentioned him, I was meaning to bring him on, and then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Went on and on.
I told him you should do before the news. I guess you got tired of waiting.
Sorry about that. That's actually when he bailed out during the 3 minutes, and that was when I was going, oh, man, I got to let him on. And he bailed out. But I don't blame him for bailing out during that 3 minutes. It was pretty awful.
Applause, right. Applause.
This is kind of neat. Remember in the old days they used passenger or carrier pigeons and crap, you know, in the First World War, you know, hey, old mate, you know, and they'd send a message to the guys across the battlefield or whatnot. These trained pigeons, right?
Yeah.
They still do this shit.
Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. An Indian... Now, which way? Oh, okay. It's a Pakistani spy pigeon that was captured along the border of India. And he had coded messages in his taped to his foot. Yeah. Kind of neat.
Yeah. They're still doing
well, not
that
they're... Well, no, it's not, because they're having... can't you just get along? You need to, like, exploit pigeons to further your violent fucking, you know, whatever weird, perverted, twisted psychosis this is?
Ooh.
Come on, people.
There you go.
Yeah. Come on, Pakistan. Come on, India.
Uh-huh.
Put your hand out there, shake each other's... No, don't shake each other's hands, the pandemic.
No.
Put your elbow out there, Pakistan. Put your elbow out there, India. Give them a nudge. Come on. World peace, baby. Thinking them out.
It's all about...
See, I think you should
run against Kanye West.
Maybe be his vice president.
His yeah, get on his
Kanye
ticket.
And Commodore. Kanye and Commodore.
I like it. It has a ring to it.
No. Better yet, Commodore and Kanye.
There you go.
You could do all the speechifying, and I'll do all the work, pal. And we'll be living in a paradise in 6 months.
Speechifying.
Yeah. You got that right, Jack.
George Bush does not like black people.
Guy's a fucking... Dope. All right. It's kind of neat. Kind of could be dangerous, though. This could be fatal. I don't know. These guys are, like, thinking it's fun. This is in Wales, which is, like, you know, part of Great Britain, for those of you who didn't graduate the third grade. Supermarket staff discovered a frog on some bananas from Colombia.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and one guy
homegrown
captured
frog.
Got it. You know. And the thing is, it didn't have anything to eat or whatever. It was, they go into like a stasis sometimes, like sometimes when they hibernate and whatnot. So it kind of went into a hibernation state. If it doesn't have any food, it'll do that. And so anyway, made it to Wales. This guy took it home and it came back to life, and he's got it around. But I'm thinking, man, how do you? And they said, well, you know, well, we can't identify the breed of this or the species of frog this is. Well, I'm thinking, how do you know that's not like the most poisonous motherfucking killer frog on the planet? I know it's a tiny little frog, but maybe it's got big fangs, and when you go to bed, it's gonna hop out of that tank, give you a noogie.
It's a horror movie.
Don't forget a hickey.
You're right.
A hickey that changes, makes COVID-19 look like COVID-2000. Yeah.
Maybe they'll eat it.
COVID.
Be like bat brains or something. Bats.
Yeah, can you imagine how we would have freaked out if there had been a pandemic in 2000 or 1999, you know, along with the, oh my God, my computer's going to reset to 1984. And planes will fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And all the water treatment plants will spew shit out of the taps. We're such a fucking smart country, man.
I put my mind at ease. I told you that, right? I called my brother. Said everything cool. He said everything's cool.
We did. We did it upright, man. I had me and my buds. You know, I mentioned them all many, many times, and we all got together at the family. One guy's dad owned a bar. We got together there. And we rang her in together.
There you go.
Boy, we had big hangovers in the morning.
Dopey me. Yeah, gave up drinking a few months before that. Biggest New Year's Eve in my lifetime, and I gave up drinking.
We tied one or two on that New Year's Eve.
Sure.
I remember
walking.
I was walking a lot then, so I had to walk, you know, when I got up. And Mr. Science went on the walk with me. And it felt like we were walking around with giant Mardi Gras heads on, you know, like we were parading with in the Mardi Gras. Oh, sheesh. That was a memorable one. All right, this is funny. This is kind of old. This is from May. You might have heard this. In South Korea, I would assume it's South Korea. Seoul, yeah South Korea. They have indoor soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, and they were and they've you know they've they had like leadership in their government, so like they kind of cleaned up that pandemic and whatnot. So they were putting on soccer matches, but they weren't having you know the fans in the stands. So they had some representative mannequins, right? In the pen. But it turned out they were actually sex dolls. And so the team mistakenly used these sex dolls as their audience doppelgangers, did apologize for any...
They all had the O mouth.
Well, they all had the masks on, so you couldn't see the O mouth.
Oh, there you go. Need to apologize, South Korea.
I guess they figured that's how they get away with it. Well, they got the O mouth. Yeah. What the fuck, man? Or what the fuck, mouth? No, that's racist, man. See, now that's racist. You can't imitate Asian people. No, he said, what the fuck, man? You can make fun of them, but you just can't do it in a dialect. You know, you can't see the O mouth. All right. Enough. Okay, one more, because this is like, this cracked me up because it's like, well, I don't know.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh, here we go.
I just did a mouthful of kratom.
That's good kratom.
Yeah. I emptied a bag like a donut bag, you know. I got it all
snort
in my
the rest.
Way.
rub the last little bit on your gums.
Yeah, baby.
That's it. That's what I'm doing right now.
Go to town.
All right. Science.
Science.
We already played the science music, so we'll go back off Boogaloo. Scientists say they got high. They say in the headline cuckoo due to a laughing gas that was produced from penguin poo.
Penguin poo. All right.
They were studying these penguins, and why this is personal to me. I set up a caricature stand. Well, not really, you know, not much of a stand. I just set up to do caricatures in the zoo. This is back in the early 1980s when Jack Hanna used to be the guy running the zoo. And I saw him several times. I never got to meet him.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Hanna.
One day he rode.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Jack Hanna. He rode past on an elephant one day. I was like, hey, Jack. And he waved at me. And like, hey, Jack.
Oh,
Jack Hanna. Hey, he's on an elephant. So anyway.
Nice.
They put me downwind of the penguin pen, you know, and it was really foul. And so what they're saying is the mixture of the nitrous oxide and other things that come, you know, that make up whatever the things that make up their guano, the wonderful name for penguin shit.
Their guano.
It puts off a gas that... mimics the properties of laughing gas. So maybe that made the caricatures funnier. I don't know, but it certainly stunk.
I wonder what penguin shit looks like. I'm guessing it's like duck shit. It just squirts you out.
Duck or goose shit,
yeah.
I'd say. That'd be my guess. But some of the caricatures did stink, too, though, so I'll be honest.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
Thank you. wasn't trying all to be right. cutesy there, Dr. Cake. The story is that Jeff Beck was playing session for Stevie Wonder. And he was horsing around and came up with that part.
Yeah, good riff.
The guitar lick. And, you know, they made an agreement. Stevie gets full credit. Stevie gets full credit for the – he didn't get any writing credit, but Stevie Wonder said, well, you can record it first. So he did. So it was recorded before Stevie Wonder's version. However, he had his record problem had his record company had problems getting the album out on time, and Stevie Wonder's version came out first, and it was a gigantic hit, and the rest is history. Especially Jeff Beck's version, although he does play it live pretty good.
Yeah. No, who else does a good job? Anyway. With that? Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, killer version. I know
oh,
we
yeah.
played that. That.
Oh yeah.
That's the. That's the big mamu there. Did you see what GT said? Flycatch is back.
There you go.
Where is it? Okay. Here we go, GT. This one's for you, man.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That was GT running for the door. It's yodeling time.
Marching, marching, pick up your feet, let's go. Off to Sardinia where we will fight the foe.
Marching, marching,
we will not withdraw. We'll crush the enemy, then peace we can restore. Forward, onward, hear those cannons roar. We'll be victorious, we're marching off to war. Left, right, hold that banner high. Fighting for freedom, undefeated, do or die.
Left, right,
Johann gave us heart. Marching to victory, to the Radetzky March.
Anytime now. Piccolo. Most excellent. That was a hell of a yodel, if you ask me.
Yes, that was.
Did you like GT sound effect there?
I've forgotten all about that. That was great.
Yeah, I wrote it down. That's why I remembered it, man. Got to write shit down. Here it is.
That's the feet running in place before he takes off. I like that.
He doesn't like the yodels or the polka.
Nope.
I can
out
see him.
The door.
All right. Well, thank everybody for coming, even GTO.
Yep.
Managed to fill up 90 minutes with faulty roll and nonsense. Yeah, boy. Jeez. That's no, really, no notes, man. I mean, I just, which, I gave another try. Oh, real quick, I mean, that rural purge video where the guys, they said the Beverly Hillbillies were part of the rural purge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it came up on my thing again, so I said, ah, give him a chance. So I tipped, and it's right when he says that. And I go, ah, jeez. And I went on a little further, and he said something else really stupid. And I'm like, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to learn anything here. I'm going to get dumber, you know? That's not the point of watching an informational video.
Uh-huh.
They should have actual, you know. Okay. Pardon?
No, go ahead. They should have actual.
How's that?
What were you going to say? I was just saying I came across one where they had they listed underrated bands.
Uh-huh.
They were mentioning like Pink Floyd. They were mentioning all these big bands. And I had to read all the comments. Everyone was saying, "What the fuck is this? What are you, a moron? What are you, a 12-year-old kid?"
I know.
And it was one of the big name ones too.
Yeah. There's a kid 12 years old, and he's like,
yeah.
All the Beatles albums in order of how good they are. I'm like, what the fuck do you know, kiddo?
There's probably some 12-year-old kid that, you know, never heard of the Beatles himself, so he figures no one has.
Right, right. I mean, I've kind of heard of Pink Floyd, but they don't really talk about him too much, do they?
Oh, they're on the radio.
I don't hear him on the radio that often.
I wish I saved that one.
That's just
okay, moron.
Well, if it's dumb enough, it'll probably come up again.
Uh-huh.
Stupid algorithm,
man. Should have taken it down.
Yeah, it's just, it's,
Yikes. Yeah, you gotta read the comments on those, though, man. They're pretty good. They're pretty funny. When
I mean, I feel bad. I really do feel bad that over the years I've imparted bad information. And I've already mea culpa with that. But I am pretty much, since this shit show started, tried to really make sure I'm not passing along bad information.
Exactly.
Enough of that out there already. All right, man. Well, you've wasted 90 minutes of your life listening to Possum Hour. Thank you so much. Our pleasure. I like that the PPE on the ear, you know? I thought that was perfect for the, you know. So,
yeah, I like that.
Because it's radio. I don't know. I should. Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
Oh, geez. Grease fire on a McDonald's for Fjord. He had to go gawk and point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed a good yodel, though. That was an outstanding yodel, man.
Outstanding.
What the fuck yodel was that? It was called the Radetzky March Yodel.
Okay.
Canadian. So, next time you guys run into that Trudeau guy, tell him Commodore said, "You're okie doke. You're okay, kid. You're okay. Give him the okay."
Sign.
Yep. Makes sense. Hey, it's not the white power sign. It's the okie doke. Okay. If that put that out there. All right.
Okey-doke.
Well, without any further ado, I'm glad you guys had fun. Now, Ted, it's too late to start shit, man. The show's about over, man. Canadian
Winner.
Okay, there was also a chick in nice shorts there, Ford says.
Okay,
so, you know,
there you
had to make sure everything was okey-doke, and it was everything, I think.
Shorts. Who wears short shorts?
Already. I like the shorts on the thing. That's nice. Thanks.
Sweet.
All right, man. We got to fire up the transport and get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And good night from Possum Hour. Ha ha. Energize!
Has been a 4-star production.
That's the cool thing. They play it at the end of the show. In the beginning, there's no theme. It just says The Westerner.
Oh, okay. Da-da-da-da. Still didn't check that out yet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Saw another good one. All right, man.
Sure.
You up for another one Friday?
Yes, I am, sir.
Go, Possum!
Skippy.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
End the episode already.